This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. As President-elect Donald Trump and the new Congress prepare to govern the nation, there's a new focus on the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Gun rights advocates are currently turning their attention to what they say is a confusing patchwork of state laws on the right to carry a concealed weapon. A recently introduced bill in Congress aims to create what supporters call national reciprocity for gun owners who hold a concealed carry permit. The bill's sponsor is Republican Congressman Richard Hudson of North Carolina's 8th District. He joins me now. Congressman, welcome to our program.
Mark, great to be with you.
What exactly does national reciprocity mean when it comes to concealed weapons?
Well, Mark, it'll work just like a driver's license. You know, when I leave my home in Concord, North Carolina, and drive to D.C., I don't have to stop at the Virginia state line and take a new driver's test and get a license in Virginia. And then if I miss my turn in D.C. and end up in Maryland, I don't have to stop again in Maryland and take another driver test and get another license. Each state recognizes that I have a legal license issued by the state of North Carolina. Now, I do have to follow the state laws when I'm driving in those states. So in the same way, concealed carry reciprocity simply says that if a state allows concealed carry in their state, then they should recognize the concealed carry rights of folks in other states as long as those folks follow the laws of the particular state they happen to be in.
The NRA reports that 19 states, including North Carolina, already do recognize valid concealed carry permits from all other states. But how do the other states treat this issue?
It varies by state. Some states have agreements with certain other states, but not every state. Some states don't have any agreements, and so it's very confusing. And again, if you're a family on vacation and you're crossing a state line or two, you could take a law-abiding citizen who's trying to do the right thing and turn them into a criminal just because they've crossed an imaginary state line.
One of the main points from critics of this proposal is that the reciprocity approach would, in effect, create a lowest common denominator scenario in terms of people qualifying to carry a concealed weapon across the country. How do you respond to that?
Well, I certainly understand folks when they first hear about this idea having concerns. You know, we're all concerned about gun violence. There's too much gun violence in America. So I understand when people have concerns. But if you look at the facts, if you look at FBI crime statistics, for example, Vermont is a state that doesn't require any type of permit to carry concealed if you're a citizen of Vermont. And in the state of Vermont, we've seen crime go down after they passed that law.
It does seem like there is an aspect of individual rights versus states' rights on this issue. And it seems like on this particular issue, you're coming down in favor of the individual right.
Well, it is laid out in the plain language of the Constitution, and so I guess I would agree with your assessment on that.
Do you know how law enforcement feels about this?
Well, I can't speak for all law enforcement, but certainly the ones I know in my district that I've talked to are supportive of this idea.
And why have these proposals? There have been several, I think, over the last few years in Congress. Why have they not gone forward to this point? What's the objection?
These proposals have a lot of support in the House of Representatives. I don't know how to gauge exactly the support in the Senate because I don't know the senators as well as I know the House members. But I do think having a president who supports this concept is a huge difference maker. You know, President Barack Obama did not support this concept. President-elect Donald Trump actually campaigned on this issue. And so I think having the support of the president will help drive this issue, particularly in the Senate. And I think, you know, time will tell, Mark, if the American people want this and they tell their representatives and that they want to see it passed, I think it'll happen. If the American people, if I've judged this wrong and they don't want this legislation, then they can stop it. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Representative Richard Hudson of North Carolina's 8th Congressional District, thank you for your time.
Absolutely, Mark. Happy to join you anytime.